Good afternoon, Dallas Stars hockey fans. Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. First of all, I want to apologize to all the fans that listen to my podcast that it's taken about 3 weeks for me to do one of these. I admit it, as a Dallas Stars fan, I think I mourn the fact that we didn't get past the conference final this year. Took me some time to kind of process the whole, year, the season in general, what it looks like now. And all I want to say is I'm very proud of Dallas as far as they got and the things they accomplished. And, you know, just like anything else in this game, it's a process to get where we are. You know, the number one topic today is Matt Duchene the gem of the free agency market that we just picked up a couple days ago? I think he's going to be the player that actually puts us over the top, because this is a guy that can score 40 goals, and I think it gives us another 40 goal plus score potentially. I was watching something on the NHL Network about how they wanted to put him in the third line to start. I do hope that he doesn't stay as a third line player for very long. I think he should be moved up to the second line. But I know that his goals were declined a little bit. He only had 22 last season, so maybe they just kind of want to see where he's going to end up. And the other part is the defense. I mean, throughout the season, we were known as a really good, solid defensive team with trickles in of really high-powered offense. I still don't understand what's happening with Ryan Suter right now. I'm still waiting for the "I'm going to retire" announcement to happen, but of course it hasn't, because that's the only reason I think they didn't buy out his contract. The other part of the reason I think they might have not bought out his contract is because, as much as he was a little slower in step in the playoffs, I know a lot of you guys probably don't want to hear this, it's the leadership that he provides in the locker room. You know, there is probably some truth to that, that the leadership in the locker room that he provides is worth having him in the room still, you know, a part of the team still. You know, you can't fake that. You can't just have that. Good leadership is worth paying for. So, just want to throw that out there. Definitely not happy with the way he played this season. Definitely, towards the end, I saw the slowness in the steps. And that's something that we need to consider. And I think the biggest part is I still want to talk about the free agency market in general. I know we have to be careful for what kind of cap space we have. But towards the end of the podcast, I do want to say there are three players that I kind of put in bullet points right now that I think would be a good fit for our team. If there was a way for them to manipulate some of the cap space a bit to get them, these are the top three players that I think are good for Dallas. One of them, everyone's going to hate me for, because he's the guy that took out Pavelski in the playoffs, and that's Matt Dumba. Yes, I'm still mad about that first round and the way that he hit Pavelski, and I still should have been called all those things, but this is a guy that can give us some grit. I mean, I still love the way Hakanpää plays as far as his two-way speed and his ability to get down the ice, but for him to be a big guy, he's not seemed to be very aggressive. I don't feel that he has the aggressiveness of what a big man should be. And unfortunately, sometimes in the playoffs, you do need a little bit of nasty. I know through the season, you got to play a little differently, keep everyone safe. But when the playoffs hits, it feels like all rules go out the window. Thomas Tatar, player that doesn't get talked about a whole lot, but the one thing that's great about him, he's a centerman. He's really good at face-offs, and the fact that we lost Luke Lindenning, we need to pick up a player that can help us keep our face-off percentage up. And of course, the last player on the list is Vladimir Tarasenko. And yes, it's a dream. It's a far-fetched idea. But the thing is, he was supposed to be going to Carolina, but the truth is he did not get that deal done, and he's still sitting on the market. And if there was a way that we could pick him up, he would bring another element to the game. He's a hell of a power play player. So those are like the three players that are kind of on my wish list. I don't know if we're going to make any more moves at this point, but those are the three guys that I'm really thinking about, because I think the trade deadline, if I remember, is August 1st, that it's over, so there's still a bit of time. But Matt Duchene, we just got given a gift from the hockey gods, in my opinion, because this guy is going to bring a lot to this team. I know that they're only doing a one-year deal. And the last part of the podcast that I want to bring up is one of the things that my friend asked me about was, why are we having all these one-year deals? Well, you got to look at the pat. You got to look at the whole free agency market. You have to look at the way that the cap spaces. Remember, we're kind of on this flat cap thing right now, which basically means you weren't given the leeway that you were given during a regular cap situation because of the pandemic. I think this is the last year that we're kind of on that flat cap thing that we're working through. And I think right now it's a matter of getting a player in the door, seeing how they do for a season, you know, work out if you're going to buy people out or if you're going to let people go, let their contracts expire, whatever, so you can build more cap space to offer them something bigger down the road. But it's just a matter of right now. I think every team's doing this. Get a player that you want in the door so you can stay under your cap space and then be able to offer them something better in the next year. So that's my address to that situation. Anyway, guys, this is my first podcast in 3 weeks. I hope it was informative and great. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. And I have a couple more days off, so there's probably going to be another one coming down the pike too. But I just wanted to talk about defense, free agency, and Matt Duchene. And I think I got all those topics out there. Anyway, guys, we got, 3-4 months till hockey starts? Not like I'm counting. You know how it is. It's kind of boring right now without having the love of my life. So go Stars.